It's Friday, February 25th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. An Afghan woman speaking under a pseudonym for fear of retribution said the Taliban are going door to door in Afghanistan, snatching up young girls and killing Christians, quote, on the spot, end quote, reports FaithWire.com. A woman named Gulshan shared her harrowing experience in an interview with Open Doors, revealing the dire state of affairs and the ongoing hunger plight that has raged since the Taliban took back power last August.
लोगों की छोटी-छोटी बच्चियों से शादियां कर रहे हैं, हर घर में हमारी तलाशी कर रहे हैं, और अगर हम में से उन्हें कोई मिल जाए, वही उसे कत्ल कर देते हैं, पता नहीं.
She said, quote, the Taliban are going door to door snatching young girls and destroying families. They are conducting a door to door search to find us. And if they find us, they kill believers on the spot. Who knows when they will show up on our doorstep? We live in fear that either the Taliban will come for us or we will die of hunger. For the last 3 days, my entire family has been surviving on one bowl of lentil soup. As Russian President Vladimir Putin has launched an invasion into Ukraine, The Worldview spoke with Dr. Dan Johnson, the founder of Christian Radio for Russia, which has been broadcasting into Russia and Ukraine for 29 years through New Life Radio, a commercial-free Russian-speaking station heard via satellite and the internet. New Life features 35% teaching and 65% Christian music. Johnson, who has a heart for the Slavic people, described the beginning of war and the Christian broadcaster's response.
Yesterday, everything was fine and quiet in Odessa. Today, it's war. The station manager has just informed us that there's basically chaos on the streets in Odessa because the Russian army has just come into the city and Russian naval forces have been bombarding some military sites around the city. So, I mean, there's chaos there right now, and people are trying to get out. So our radio team is sticking to their guns at the radio station. They're not going to leave until the event of, you know, the Russian soldiers come in and shut down their broadcast.
The founder of New Life Radio believes that God has placed the station there to strengthen the faith of the Russian and Ukrainian Christians alike at this critical historical moment.
They're committed to communicating Christian truth and how to teach people that this is their time. That God has prepared for them to make them as strong Christians, to be a witness to the people around them in times of chaos. We're just hoping that we're able to stay on the air, but we don't have any guarantee of that. We're trying to encourage people to be strong and trust the Lord, because the Lord has control of all of the events. It's not Vladimir Putin. They have a sovereign God who knows what's going to happen, and tell people to trust in him. That's the essence of our message. They're not afraid, and that's the essence of our Christian faith. We're not afraid to die because we know that God has the victory. He's got a plan for us, and he'll take us to heaven. So whether we live or we die, we're in the Lord's hands.
Isaiah 41, verse 10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And finally, Johnson sees a parallel between Vladimir Putin and Adolf Hitler.
Remember, this guy is almost 70 years old. He's nearing the end of his life. He's been in a position of dictatorship since 1999, and he has a chance to make history, and he's making it today. What has happened today is pretty much an exact parallel of what happened when Hitler took over Czechoslovakia. It is the exact game plan that Hitler used to get into Czechoslovakia and then eventually to take over Prague. Same parallel plan that Putin has used today. Putin is a good student of dictators, because he is one.
To learn more, check out a Christian Post story, which we have linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Plus, you can help keep New Life Radio on the air, based in Odessa, Ukraine, and broadcasting into Russia. Go to Christian Radio for Russia's website at crfr.org. On Thursday, CNN Chief International Correspondent Clarissa Ward encountered a powerful prayer scene inside Ukraine, and she took to the airwaves where she called the emotional moment, quote, very moving, end quote. Here's anchor Don Lemon introducing Ward.
Clarissa, you are witnessing something that is taking place right in front of your very eyes on the streets. Tell us about it.
I think this really speaks to the sort of desperation of this moment. We just see a small group of people, and I'm hoping you can see them on our shot here. A small group of people have gathered in the main square, and they are kneeling and praying. Because right now there is truly a sense of having no idea what is coming down the pipeline, what is in store for the people of Ukraine in the coming hours and the coming days. And it's freezing cold here. So to see these people kneeling on the cold stone in prayer is honestly, it's very moving.
And finally, the Texas ban on aborting babies with detectable heartbeats is now being reviewed by the Lone Star State's highest court. This comes months after the U.S. Supreme Court allowed it to remain in effect while lower courts debated its constitutional merits, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Senate Bill 8, the Texas Heartbeat Act, requires abortionists to screen for a preborn baby's heartbeat and prohibits abortion if a heartbeat can be heard, generally as early as 6 weeks, with exceptions only for medical emergencies. Its unique enforcement mechanism, which exclusively empowers private citizens to bring civil suits against abortionists instead of state prosecutions, has been credited for the Supreme Court's September decision not to block it from taking effect. State health data indicates that Texas abortions dropped by a whopping 60% last September, the first month of the Texas heartbeat law. That's because the law led abortion chains Planned Parenthood and Whole Woman's Health to temporarily suspend abortions past 6 weeks in the state. Psalm 139 verse 13 says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, February 25th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.